strong, and for your faithfulness, it's your time.
You encouraged to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 16. John chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the everlasting life that you ordained, that you offered, that you give, and that we are able to have eternally. We bless your name, we praise your name, and we shout hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic for this worship session is the word so loved. So loved. Actually, two words, so loved. We read in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So loved. Many of you, or I should say many of us, perhaps have not thought on these two words. Not only did God and does God love the world, but he loved the world and loves the world so much, so loved, that he gave. Perhaps we've heard it 1,000 times, but some of us have not really focused on what that really means. It means that God, who is over all, who is almighty, who is all-knowing, who is self-sufficient, who is present everywhere, who is holy, who is love, that he so loved this world and all the world that he gave. What is man that God is mindful of him? What is man that God loves him? What is it about man and the world? You've heard me preach at other times that the Bible says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. And yet God made planet Earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And while we are to keep ourselves from the evil, we are to recognize that there is value on planet Earth. Some of you would say, well, if Earth is so negative and so evil, why should I stay? That might be a good question. But Jesus answered that. He said as he prepared to leave the world that God would not take us or take his disciples out of the world at that time, but that God would keep them from the evil. Well, where is that written, Reverend? Well, travel with me, if you will, to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Just a few pages over from our scripture. In John chapter 17, verse 14, Jesus says, I have given them my word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thou, verse 18 now of John chapter 17, John chapter 17, verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now this is some kind of testimony by Jesus as he prepares to go to the cross. He knows what he faces, and he knows how horrible this is going to be. He is praying for his disciples as he prepares to take his leave from them. He very clearly indicates that he understands that they are no longer of the world, just as he is not of the world. They were part of the world, but now they're not. If you are a Christian, you are not of the world. You are in the Lord. In him is love. He is love. And you are to be one in him, and he and Jesus are to be in you. That's what a Christian is about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He so loved. Jesus so loved that even as he stood facing the cross, he talked about how much his Father loved him. That is amazing. For he had to know that on the cross it would hurt so bad, he would feel so totally separated from God, that he would cry out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" There are those of you who are angry at God because you think he has treated you wrongly. You feel that you've done things for him and he has not done what he should for you. Or you've been through experiences that you believe God should have protected you from. Look what he put his son through, his only begotten son. And look at what his son said just before he got on that cross. Yes, I said, got on. He said, "No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again." He told Pilate, "Ye could have no power over me, except it were given to you from above." But he understood the time. It was their hour and the power of darkness. God allows certain times to pass over us. And if you are God's, you need to understand the time. It doesn't mean that God is not there. It does not mean that God does not love you. It does not mean that God does not care. It's just your time. There's a time to be blessed. Then there are times to go through tests. There are times when you may have trials and tribulations. There are times of sorrows. There are times of gladness. Where is God? Where he always was? Right there. Why did God not move his hand? Well, are you better than John the Baptist? Jesus said, "Of them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist." And God let John the Baptist get his head cut off before he was 33 years old. Probably around 30 or 31, he allowed his head to be chopped off. God allowed his own son to hang on a cross until it became so horrible that he cried out, "Eli, oh, Eli, oh, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" God loves you. He so loved that he gave that son who cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." He loved that son. That son testifies of that love in John 17, verse 24, when he says, he's calling him Father. He's not mad at him. It is the uttermost state of foolishness to get mad at God. "To whom shall we go? Thou only hast the words of eternal life," said Peter. It is the utter state of folly to become mad at God. Jesus testifies of his love, his Father's love. As Jesus looks at the cross, as it were, the cross now being imminent, and he knows he's going to have to writhe on that cross. He knows it's going to be so difficult. He's going to say, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Just as he faced those realities, just before getting there in actuality, he said in John chapter 17, verse 24, "Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Here's a man, a God, who's about to face the cross, and he testifies of the love of the God who so loved. He testifies of the love, and he testifies he never forgot that his Father loved him. No matter what he was required to go through, he never forgot. And so he testifies, "For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Our God is a God of love. If you listen to my sermons, you hear me preach about many topics. I am very strong, and I hit sin with a hammer and a club, and I drop atomic bombs on hell, as it were. I pray I do not offend God, but I make sure that you understand how evil and bad hell is. Yet I want to bring you to the highest height of worship. And that is to see God in all his love, dressed in the beauty of the light of love. That's who God is. He doesn't like evil, neither do I. He doesn't like hypocrisy, neither do I. He doesn't like infidelity, neither do I. He says he is a jealous God. He doesn't like sin of any type. And so you hear me as you listen to me strongly protest on his behalf. All sin and all evil, all that is against the word of God. But it is important that you reach the height of the discernment of God, and that is seeing him as the pinnacle of love. He is the merciful God. The Bible even describes him as being plenteous in mercy. He is the graceful God, full of grace. The Bible describes him as having great kindness. Now, when you find somebody who is plenteous in mercy and who has great kindness, oh, you found somebody. That's the God that I lift to you. That's the God that I admonish you to get to know, to follow, to obey. But most of all, to imbibe his spirit, his love. There is a love that attendeth a Christian that is inexplicable in human terms. One has to experience it. There is a love that causes us to feel the need and hurt of others. There is a love that causes us not only to sympathize, but to empathize. There's a love that lets us know right away that, but for the grace of God, there go I. And though that might be a selfish recognition of God's love, it is also a recognition that we are human. If you're a Christian, you care about people. Not just superficially, not just the people you know, not just those of your own family, not just those of your own tribe, not just those of your own color, not just those of your own strata, not just those of your own country, but you care about all people, and not for your sake, but for their sake. You see, there are those of you who travel around the world because you have agendas. And you will use people for your purposes. I detest people who use other people for their purposes. I detest that. If I use you, it will be for God. I will ask you for things for God, but I won't use you for me. God is worthy of all that you have. He owns you. If you come to him and get his love, you will have the greatest possession available to man, the love of God, which is also encapsulated in the salvation of God. When you get God's love, when you get God's salvation, when you move out of the world, you see, some of you do not want to move out of the world. You see, God so loved the world that he wanted to turn the world into the church. Do you know that's what that means? God so loved the world. He wants the world to be like him, but they have to move from the world into a state of salvation, a state of sanctification. But Reverend, I don't know if that's right or not. Weren't you with me, my brother, a few minutes ago when I read from John chapter 17? Listen once again. There is an absolute differentiation between the world and the church. There is an absolute differentiation between the world and the church. I want you to discern it as I read again the words of Jesus. I didn't read verse 13 before, but I'm going to start there. Jesus is preparing to take his leave from planet Earth. He's preparing to go through the horrible experience of the cross. And in John chapter 17, which we, or some theologians, refer to as his high priestly prayer. Listen to him now. I didn't read verse 13, but I read some of the following. Let me read 13 and following verses now. John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verses 13 and following. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. so loved. God so loved the world. He so loved that he wants you to be with him forever. He so loved that he wants me to be with him forever. He so loved that he has called us out of the world and has sanctified us. And now there is a distinct differentiation between us and the world. We are not the world, but we are the church. We've been called out of the world, and yet Jesus said, I don't want you to take them totally out of the world, that is, away from planet Earth, but I want you to keep them from the evil. And also it means that we're going to circulate in the world and spread the truth of God. That's why you are listening to me. I am presenting to you the truth of the Word of God. It is impossible for you to listen to me and not be blessed unless you are Satan yourself. Because I present such a healthy diet and such healthy portions of the Word of God, it is impossible for you to listen to me and not be blessed. And I'm not bragging. I am stating a fact. That is the way I plan my ministry. That's why I don't use a lot of gimmicks and tactics. That's why I don't try to make you shout. I don't try to impress you. I just want you to grasp the Word of God. The Word is truth. Jesus just said that. We just read that. I just read that in John chapter 17, verse 16. Listen. John chapter 17, verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's why, my friend, in Light to Guide Our Feet, I read so much of the word. Some of you may be offended by it. I understand that. But that's how you're going to get sanctified. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, and you ought to remember that, John 17:17. Jesus said, thy word is truth. Now that's what this ministry is about. That's what Pastor Clarence William Page is about. That's what all my efforts in ministry is about. My efforts are about getting to you the Word of God. Why? Just as Jesus said here in John 17:17, Jesus said in the latter part of that verse, thy word is truth. Somebody may say, well, Pastor Page, doesn't seem like he has a sermon. As far as I'm concerned, every verse in the Bible is a sermon. As far as I'm concerned, every chapter is a sermon or many sermons. That's why I'll read them, I'll slow down, I'll take my time, because it is my intent to make sure that I present to you the unadulterated, pure Word of God. Why? Because thy word, that is Jesus talking to his Father, said, thy word is truth. God so loved the world. That's our topic for today. From John chapter 16, verse 3. For God so loved. Our topic has been and is so loved. All this that we talked about is wrapped up in this so loved. Everything God does. Imagine how you were born and you didn't know where you were. You didn't even know really that you were, and you can't remember being 6 months old, more than likely, unless you are a very rare person. Most of you do not remember being 1 year old. But God took care of you. It was God who took care of you. It was God. It was God. It was God. And there have been other times when he's taken care of you. As a matter of fact, he has taken care of you all of your life, though many of you are not wise enough to recognize it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You want everlasting life? Believe in Jesus Christ. It is so easy, but Satan makes it so hard. It is so available, but Satan makes it seem so far away. It is so easy to believe in Jesus, but Satan makes it so hard. It is so nigh, so available, but Satan makes it seem so far away. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I pray that you will take in the Word of God and realize that God so loved, that he made a way for you to be with him eternally. It's up to you. It is up to you.
Faithfulness, it's your